Thanks for tuning in and attending another live episode of Hashtag Dork here at Idle Hands. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by one half of the Bad Boys of Comic-Con, one half of the Wayback Boys of Podcasting. He is one half of the Sunburn Boys. He is Davey Eyeballs. He is Romanoff Von Dominoff. He is Rax Von Drax. He is Rhodey Von Doty. All hail the king of ginger ale, Sir Ryan Davey.
I thought I would get a bigger pop than that.
That's the best one yet.
I thought I would get a bigger. That was awesome. That was awesome.
That was
like
great.
He does this professionally.
Davey, how are you?
I have been lifting weights and doing prescription drugs. I'm ready to
You're
go.
Wired. You're ready to wired. Go. You are fired up.
I'm wired right now. Let's do this.
And to my immediate left is the podcast that brings you friendship. They are the podcast that invented the top 10. They are the podcast that has a new episode every day of the week. Tuesdays are Goose Days. It's Mac and Goo.
Mr. Keefe, I do not feel so good.
That is going to be tough to wear.
Yes, because you guys had told me for the past couple of weeks to dress as your favorite guy.
That's true.
Right.
And
that's
I have
true.
Noticed that you guys are dressed as yourself.
For those who are not in the front row, or for those who are listening to the podcast, Goo is head to toe in a Spider-Man suit.
A very form-fitting Spider-Man suit.
Mac has been telling me for the past couple of weeks that he's dressing as Quicksilver.
Yes. And, no, it didn't work out. I couldn't fit into the outfit. That was
the
main issue.
No, that is not Quicksilver.
Here I am.
It is not.
Now, David, the last Comic-Con we were at, we interviewed a gentleman who was also in a Spider-Man suit.
Yes.
Who wore it better? Go ahead.
Mind you, I'm right here.
Go ahead.
C, none of the above.
No, none of the above. Gentlemen, it's good to have you guys here.
Good to be here.
And excited to be here.
And a big thank you, in all seriousness, to everybody who is here. This is really cool. This is a lot of fun. And thanks to Idle Hands once again. Thanks
Forcing.
Forcing.
And by the way, just as a quick note, too, anything you say, we are live on Twitch right now.
Oh, my God, with the Twitch plugs. That took 2 seconds.
It took two seconds
to get into.
I don't want you to go on your phone. You're in the room right now. I don't want you to go on your phones. But anything you say can and will be used against you.
Davey, it's a great POV angle you've got going on
isn't
over
it?
Here.
Really?
It's
he's
good.
Used this before. Yeah. I have a feeling he's used this kind of technology before.
I like the behind-the-back scene where you can kind of get like the ball sack.
Is that right? Oh, yeah. A little on the nose.
The real Von Diel over here.
The real Von Diel. Yeah. Absolutely right. I say, guys, we have the topic du jour to end all topic du jours, but first, let's get to the news.
This
week
in
Dork.
Wow.
There was a... that was really well done, Mac.
I feel embarrassed. Been working on that.
Guys, we saw a new Joker poster and a Joker trailer, the Joaquin Phoenix vehicle. Davey, your thoughts?
It's basically, what I can tell, it's Taxi Driver with the Joker.
I like Taxi Driver.
I do, too.
Did you like Taxi Driver? Did you see Taxi Driver?
It's hard to watch.
It is, but it's a good performance.
Great performance. I think we're going to have a tour de force performance by Joaquin Phoenix and a mediocre performance by everybody else.
Will we have Batman?
No. Well, maybe
You'll have Bruce Wayne.
Thomas Wayne will be there?
Yes.
Gotham has done so well.
The show?
So now is the time to strike.
Oh, please.
You can pay all of the compliments you would like to Joaquin Phoenix. Do you actually think this movie is going to be good?
Let's pitch that. Goo drafted it. So, Goo, you tell me.
Yes.
This looks like a comic book movie that was written by the Boxers.
It's true. Yeah, Boxers podcast.
That's a cheap shot. What do you think of the suit? What do you think of the outfit?
I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that. My issue is...
Do you like the color scheme, Mac? I know you're a fashionista.
The purple pops.
The purple pops. Yeah.
My issue with it is Goo made fun of the Captain Marvel trailers for the Dwayne Wayne commercial. You fall 7, you get up 8.
I didn't love that. Now, compared to other Jokers that we have seen, just based off appearance, where do you think he ranks?
Nowhere second. Close to Jared Leto.
He's second.
He's nowhere as good as Hot Topic. Yeah.
You like him better than Nicholson.
He's like an updated version of Nicholson.
I think he looks better than Nicholson.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he'll be
Did you like
than
the scene where he was dancing with his mom in his apartment?
No, I did not.
Very much so.
I didn't care for that scene.
I didn't think that I would like it that much, actually.
Is that right? That went back for seconds. Thank you. As
the resident Joker fans in the room.
Yes.
Isn't the best thing about the Joker that he does not have an origin story?
Correct. He's like Michael Myers. Yes.
You absolutely nailed what I wanted to say, Mac. The fact that we're getting a Joker origin story kind of pisses me off because I don't want it. Like, the whole purpose... Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Davey's a classicist.
No matter it has nothing to do with that. No matter what happens, we know Bruce Wayne. The fact is they're supposed to be opposites, right? And Bruce Wayne has this super established origin story. And I love the fact that like the Joker doesn't have a definitive origin story.
Right.
He has several.
You know, it's so the best part about it.
It's the best part about it. Yeah. So the fact that we're getting one right now kind of pisses me off.
It's risky. It's risky if nothing else.
And on top of it, director Todd Phillips said he's also going to have a Twitter.
I'm sorry?
He's also going to have a Twitter.
He's going to have a Twitter account?
Yes.
He's going to be on Twitter?
He's going to be on social media.
Is the Joker
at
be on
Dork
Twitch?
Podcast, by the way, if you're following along. At Dork Podcast. So Joker, we're kind of so far.
Does the Joker have a Twitch?
A Twitch? Davey has Twitch.
I do.
Speaking of DC movies that are not in the same universe, Shazam is out. And for everybody coming out today, well, not for everybody. This isn't Oprah. A couple of you will get Shazam tickets. How about that? A couple of
giveaways will for the folks Shazam in the audience. Tickets.
Now, Mac and Goo have already seen Shazam.
Yep.
Your spoiler-free review.
It's good.
It is,
thank you.
It is the most MCU-like movie that DC has made.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it the best DCEU movie in existence?
Do you mean the worlds of DC?
Yes. Worlds of DC.
Fine. So Wonder Woman's really good. I still love Wonder Woman. This is Wonder Woman, but with comedy.
So, Dave, you've been making fun of Shazam since the trailer came out.
Sure.
Would you like to go back on that?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to say, but one thing I've learned from dealing with you for 20 years, Richard, is that I no signs of weakness. I'm just going to stick
me?
To my...
Yeah,
you.
I have no signs of weakness.
No, that's why I know.
I have no signs. How dare you suggest
that? Because God
knows,
if someone brought it up earlier, we know what happened with Fallen Kingdom.
Oh, and that's on HBO right now. If you guys want to hustle home and see it again, it is
you
fantastic.
Don't.
It gets better.
It
gets
doesn't. Better.
The
it
story
better.
Develops
the
more.
The rewatchability is through the roof.
The dinos?
I like the dinosaur that runs into walls.
Goo has already abandoned the Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man suit.
It is hot.
But to be fair, though, and Keith can back me up on this, how often do they actually wear their masks?
Never.
Yeah, solid point, not bad.
That's a good point. That is definitely
maskless.
Fair. Guys, 1 week from tonight, Game of Thrones Season 8 comes out.
Hey! We're all
big pop.
Very
big
aroused
pop.
For,
big pop.
For Game of Thrones. Davey, how do you think Game of Thrones will end?
So there's 6 episodes, right? And the fourth one is the longest? Is that where we're...
So the first two are an hour. The last four are all about an hour and 20.
So episode 4 is going to be a lot of bloodshed.
Sure.
Big battle.
Sure.
And then I think the last two episodes are going to be like... It's going to settle down. It's going to settle, and we're going to find out who's going to be...
Not a happy ending, though. It cannot be.
It can't
be upset.
I think it will be a happy ending.
What?
Everyone
I think I'm going to need a throne prediction from all three. Who's sitting on the throne?
Ooh. All right, ooh. Go ahead.
I think that the baby of Jon Snow and
Daenerys
will be the rightful heir, but Tyrion will be watching the throne for it, but he'll also be introducing democracy.
It's almost like you thought of this before.
Ooh.
No,
you
I
did
haven't.
Some homework. You haven't just... That's off the cuff?
Well, no,
that's a good one, though.
I had
like
to fill out a work pool the other day, and I wrote a whole paragraph that I'm sure they weren't thrilled about.
They just wanted a name, and you wrote like a whole paragraph?
Yeah. Like, well, here's how it's going to play out.
It's more of a run-on sentence, actually.
Yeah. Ron Vaughn?
There were no periods, no.
Oh, and somebody was upset with me that I didn't use Rickon Von Dickon when we did the Game of Thrones episode, so I'd like to have that one back. Rickon Von Dickon, do you have a pick?
I'm going to go... I like what Goo's saying, but I'm going to say Sansa Stark.
Stark is a good one, too.
Yeah.
I'll go Night King, just to be different. Night King.
Yeah.
Just end it, bloodshed, kill everybody. Only zombies left. That's
Doom.
What we're going to do,
if you will.
Hey, gentlemen, we're getting a Black Widow standalone movie. Nobody has asked for it, but we're getting one anyway. And some of the casting news, David Harbour and Rachel Weisz are both joining the cast.
Will he be playing Hellboy?
He is. He's just going to carry it right over. The crossover we've been waiting for.
Is it?
I like Rachel Weisz. What's wrong with her?
Nothing.
So
nice.
Nothing.
We're going to have Endgame.
Endgame.
We're going to start a new direction for the MCU and then give us a Black Widow origin story.
It seems a little late.
Maybe it's a prequel.
It seems a little late.
It seems a little late.
Oh, it could be.
Could be a prequel.
Could be prequel. What about that?
I do not want a prequel.
Late?
No
Either
prequels.
Way, it's still late.
All right, it's late. Fine.
All right.
Idris Elba is going to be in the Suicide Squad, initially reported as Deadshot, now not Deadshot, some other character.
Batman.
He's playing Batman. You heard it here first. Do we care about this? He might play, what, Bronze Tiger?
You forgot the reason. He's not playing Deadshot out of respect for Will Smith.
Yeah, because he did such a job. He did.
He's been playing it for so long,
too. Such a performance.
So James Gunn is saying that this movie is a complete and total reboot, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they're calling it The Suicide Squad.
The Suicide Squad, which is
which I
different.
Hate
which is the same,
different.
But different. Yeah. But also, it's a complete reboot with all the same characters, because Boomerang's back.
Yeah.
They confirmed
Harley Quinn being played by Harley Quinn again.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
But Gunn said he's going to try to use characters they didn't use in the first
it's one. Not good.
And so what's her name's playing Amanda Waller again, and the guy's playing Rick Flagg again.
All right. So, like, enough,
they're
all the same.
So he knows the characters that worked in the first one, and he's like, let's just try this again.
And let's bring in Stringer Bell, and he'll show up, and things will be so much different. I think this is a very polarizing thing. Adam Sandler is hosting SNL May 4th. I am in, Davey.
I'm out.
Out? Why out?
Well, I'm in because I'm just going to...
He's one of the comedic talents of a lifetime.
Is he, though?
Yes.
And even if he is, it's like, did he, though? And even if he did,
what do you mean,
like,
no, not did he, though? Did you... have you seen SNL? Best of Adam Sandler.
Some of the
best stuff. What?
Canteen Boy. Opera man. Cajun Man.
When he sings, he has a guitar. He sings songs.
I'm Smiley Boy.
Smiley Boy. I'm Guy Under the Table. I'm Under the Table Guy.
He did that, no, it's terrible.
I actually wrote here, you sent me Adam Sandler hosting SNL May 4th.
I'm excited.
My note was Mac not watching SNL May 4th.
Oh, Mac, please. Yeah.
Sean Mendes is a musical guest, though.
I do like Sean Mendes. You guys ever hear Stitches?
It's
a great song.
This is his first time returning to SNL in 25 years. This comes after he was on the Norm Macdonald podcast saying that he would never return to SNL after being fired.
Exactly, he was fired.
And also, he says, you don't want to go back and relive your glory years.
Glory year. He was only on SNL for a year.
He was on SNL for 6 years.
He was not on for 1 year. Come on.
I don't believe that for a second.
What about the Gap Girls?
Or he was on SNL for 5 years. Sorry.
Gap Girls? That's good.
Gap Girls.
Lunch
which he turned into Jack and Jill.
Yes,
we're
going
to need you. We're gonna need you to do
by the way, he will do the Chris Farley song on there.
Oh, that would be great. That's
the only redeemable quality of his special.
His special on Netflix was fantastic. You're out of your mind, Mac. That was laugh out loud funny.
And he'll be live at the Xfinity Center this summer.
How about that? Pretty good. There was a trailer a new zombie movie called The Dead Don't Die with Bill Murray, Adam Driver, a cast of thousands, Selena Gomez. Are we excited about this movie? Yes? No?
I think it's got Zombieland-like potential, right?
Aren't we kind of past zombies? I feel like we're past
zombies. We are, yeah.
We've moved on from zombies.
But we like Bill Murray. We like
zombies
Adam Driver.
We like Adam Driver.
I think it should be good. I don't know if it will be.
It was too spooky to watch in my house.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't do it.
No,
it was
she
too
couldn't
scary.
Do it.
Oh, yeah. It was too scary? The Dead Don't Die?
The Dead Don't Die.
Too scary to watch in the house,
this
the trailer.
Seems, this seems right up your alley.
It's right up my alley.
Yeah, it's right up your alley.
It's kind of my thing, yeah.
I feel like it's right up your alley.
We're going to have kind of like a Zombieland, Shaun of the Dead kind of vibe
to it.
All
right, okay.
Right. I think it could work. It could work.
Well, I should check both those out.
That's all the news that's fit to print. Anybody else have any news? News you want to get to? Should we get to Ryan's news? Ryan? News?
I only have one bit of news.
This is Davey's Video Game Minute, by the way.
We're going to do it right now.
Okay.
And I'm going to use this platform to tell all of you, shame on you.
Why would you do
shame.
That? Why would
shame.
You do that?
Shame on all
no,
of
no,
you.
Shame. Stop that. Stop that.
We're
nothing without these people.
We are nothing. You know what else is nothing? Our video game March Madness bracket was nothing.
64 down to 1. We had 64 great video games.
Right.
And it came down to 1.
Abomination and a Nintendo
64 game won.
Mario Kart 64 is the greatest game according to the Dork listeners.
You know what? Like, I put up with a lot of crap.
Could have been worse.
It could have been worse.
Could have been GoldenEye.
Which landmark game? Yes.
I don't. I don't like the retconned hate towards GoldenEye.
GoldenEye
is an all-time great.
When's the last time you played it?
Play it for
let's not talk about
it for 30 seconds
talk about
right
that.
Now. I dare
let's
you.
We're not like Max.
I double dog dare you.
All right.
Mario Kart is the best video game to drink towards or with. Of all time.
Well, the thing wasn't...
What other one would there be?
Wait, did you say Mario Kart?
GoldenEye.
Oh, you said Mario Kart.
Mario Kart.
Sorry, I thought you said Arkanoid.
The purpose of the bracket was to establish the greatest video game of all time.
Yes.
It wasn't, what's the funnest game to drink to? Like, that wasn't...
That's how Mac interprets everything, though.
I know. But, like, listen, that wasn't the thing.
The people follow me. I'm a leader.
You are a leader.
Is that right?
He's a regular Pied Piper.
Can we confirm that?
I'm just glad that Mario Kart won and not GoldenEye.
I actually voted.
Here's the thing about Mario Kart.
Voted for GoldenEye. Yeah.
So Mario Kart 64, not the best Mario Kart.
It's not.
And also, not the best kart game on the N64. Diddy Kong Racing.
No, come on.
Where do you people come from? How does that happen? Who likes Diddy Kong Racing?
It's a fun story mode.
I will take Star Wars Pod Racer over Diddy
That's
Kong
a great game.
Do you not like racing dinosaurs?
I do not like racing dinosaurs. By the way, did you guys
ever play Rad Racer 2?
Yeah.
Did you guys ever play that?
Wave Racer, also a good racer.
Anybody got
I would like to.
Anybody? Hello?
Time out. I would like to say, who likes Diddy Kong Racing, and just more evidence that they share a brain, Goo's sister's hand immediately shot up in the air and was the only one.
She gets it.
All right. You got anything else? Video?
I got nothing.
All right. Here's the question of the episode that you can really, everybody can play along at home. Pat Lane, I did his podcast. He does a Patriots podcast for SB Nation. He asked me, how much money would I need to not watch Endgame and never find out what happens and never watch the final season of Game of Thrones?
That's a good Patriots question.
And that you would never be able to know. And let's just say as soon as your friends start talking about it, it would just be like, wah, 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 wah. Like, you would never be able to know. How much money would you need? My answer, of course, more money, more problems. So, Ryan, how much money would it take? Oh. Yeah, I don't know if there's a number. What are we doing here?
I think
you can't put a price on that.
I can, and it's called student loans. If you paid off my student loans, I might think about it. I'll think about it.
You wouldn't. You have to retire from the podcast. That's for starters.
That's, true.
That's all we talk about.
The real question is after we you guys brought it up after Endgame, are we done?
Might be it. That might be the end. We might retire the podcast.
I don't think I could ever get this excited for any other property other than
no.
Well, how about this? Any other thing ever?
I don't think
ever. You're having a child very soon.
We'll edit that in post. There are two things that get me excited. Mac, how much money would you need?
I would
cold,
need
cold hard cash.
It'd be like tax-free. A yearly thing. Like
what do you mean
one,
yearly
one,
thing?
One, two, three no, million that, a year. So how many ever
what
years?
Are you Bobby Bonilla?
I need a Bonilla contract.
You need a Bonilla.
Give me $2 million a year for the next X amount of years of my
but
life.
But you would never know what happened in Endgame. You would never
That's
know.
That's okay.
It's okay.
I'll build like a laser tag thing in my backyard.
You'd be sitting there on a pile of money, and you'd be so depressed. You would hate yourself.
You'd be Scrooge McDuck.
But I'd have laser tag.
Yeah, you'd be jumping into your gold coins.
I'd be like, oh, remember that scene in Endgame? And you'd say, no, I don't remember that scene in Endgame.
I'd have like a virtual golf thing.
I sold my soul to the devil, so I wouldn't get to
Mac
see it.
Mac would be sitting there
for the next 40 years of my life.
Mac would be sitting there drinking, playing fucking Mario Kart 64 with his friends.
There we go.
By the way, you wouldn't be able to watch Far From Home. You wouldn't be able to watch Guardians 3. You wouldn't be able to watch that Black Widow movie that we're all excited
That's
about.
True.
You wouldn't
That's
be able to watch
point.
Any of these movies.
Now that you bring that up, now that I'm
Doctor
not so
Strange
sure.
2, out the window.
I don't think there's a price. You can't put a price. You can't buy me.
I might be scheduled to work during the time where we would be seeing it, and I might not have a job the day after because I don't think I'm going to show up.
Yeah, that's
so speaking of that, so we meant to bring up, too, during the news that... Endgame set the pre-sale ticket sales record in 6 hours.
It broke the fucking internet.
I couldn't get a ticket.
The internet was broken.
I couldn't get a ticket. I was in a waiting room on Fandango for like 3 hours.
Well, the reason why is because they crashed AMC's website. AMC's website was completely crashed.
Probably those DC fans.
I went out of my way.
Nobody got a ticket, so no one's going
to
see this movie.
I went out of my way to text you three fellows in particular and said, hey, I just bought Endgame tickets, you guys might want to.
Yeah. And you could have.
Yeah, we
and
do.
I did. I jumped on. I waited for several hours.
I got six.
I'm going to see Endgame.
I got six.
I know.
Nothing.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. Are you guys ready for the topic du jour? Ryan? Are you ready for the topic du jour?
Who, me?
It's the topic of the day.
All right, yeah.
And today it is Avengers Endgame preview. So, spoilers for the first 21 Marvel Cinematic Universe movies.
I am on Iron Man 2 at the moment.
Now, are you? It's good. You'll like it.
He was just telling me how much he loved Whiplash.
Whiplash,
actually.
Good villain.
Whiplash
hopefully,
good
hopefully he comes back. There could be a callback to Whiplash.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Whiplash, the drum, the jazz movie.
No, no, no. The Mickey Rourke character.
Is that in the universe?
No,
I believe it is. Okay.
It is. This movie is 3 hours and 2 minutes.
Not long enough.
58 seconds.
And 58 seconds?
3 hours and 58 seconds. They amended it.
Oh, they did. Cut a minute?
They cut a minute.
I don't like that. Put it back in.
Here's what I want. I want you to add an hour and put a scheduled piss break in the
middle. I'm okay
of the movie.
With that.
I think people would be okay with that. Yep. Like a little bit of a bathroom break. Everybody like
an intermission,
imagine, like a play.
Can you imagine having to edit this movie and being like,
no.
Should I take this out? No, 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 no.
No.
This out? No. Like there's probably a 5 hour cut somewhere that we're eventually going to get. Yeah. And sit there for 5 hours and watch.
I mean, you have to imagine. This is it for the Russos. The Russo brothers probably wanted a 4 to 5 hour movie.
They were, so they're talking about doing Secret Wars after this.
Oh.
That's the end.
Hold on a second. There go my hats, nips, and socks. Holy smokes.
So the end of the next phase is going to be Secret Wars. So
I like that.
All right,
like
where does this movie need to rank within the MCU for it to be a success?
One.
Mac, first of
one.
All, let me stop right now. Mac, how many beers have you had?
This is my third.
Oh, that's not
my
bad.
Third beer.
That's not bad. You're ready then.
Yeah.
You're ready to
Glove saving a beautiful.
All right, so where does this need to rank to be a success? Top what?
I'd say top five.
Top five?
It's got to be top five.
Top five all time?
Yeah. Yeah, because you have Infinity War, you have Guardians, which I think are the consensus top two for the most
for
of us here.
For me, yeah.
And then you have what? Ragnarok, Black Panther, maybe, whatever you want to put in there.
First Avengers, yeah, Iron Man.
Sure.
There's a lot of good ones.
But I think Homecoming. It's going to be definitively top four or five for it to be a success.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I would say that, I mean, there are so many good to great movies in this universe where, like, so Mac and I do a whole six categories for, like, a movie. And one of them is Satisfactor. Mm. And pretty if this hits Satisfactor, if this is the most satisfying possible, I think that's what we need.
It's almost impossible to do.
I was going
to
say, how can anything be more satisfying than Infinity War?
Infinity War is very good.
Like, I think it can lag in the other ones. It can be semi-boring at points. It could tip the barometer. But as long as it's satisfying at the end, as long as I'm happy with where the 3 hours end up, I'm in.
Do you think you'll be satisfied, Ryan?
I hope so. There's a lot of loose ends we got to tie up here.
Yes, there is.
I have a lot of questions.
Yes, there is.
I need them all answered.
Now, what is the significance, and I think it was the second to last trailer that we saw, the whole they're very hyped up about whatever it takes. They keep saying whatever it takes, What does that mean?
The big key is that, you know, the key is to make it through, to hold out, to do the best, to work hard. Sure. You got to see it through.
You're like Hulk Hogan?
No. I believe it's a theme song from...
Goo is a real American.
It's from the theme song of Degrassi Junior High, The Next Generation.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah. Oh, I must have missed that.
I'm
you
sorry.
You can't watch everything.
Did you not watch it on Noggin?
No, I did not. I did not watch it
on
Noggin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I did not watch
There's so many great episodes. Rick shoots Drake. Spinner gets boners.
All right, we'll skip you. Mac, what does whatever it takes
I think
signify?
We're talking sort of a sacrifice situation here. So Infinity War,
agreed.
We have a lot of death. But none of it's a sacrifice. I think in this movie, we're going to get a lot of sacrifices.
Yes.
I think this can be summed up with the line from Sin City where Bruce Willis says, a little girl lives, an old man dies, fair trade.
Oof. That's deep. Good night, everybody.
Ryan, of course, has a master's.
Yes,
if anyone
he does.
Didn't
that is
know
pretty
that.
Good. I like that. But
we don't talk about that.
Because let's face it, everybody's coming back, right?
Someone's coming back.
Everybody's coming back. Everybody's coming back.
Do you think everyone's coming back? Definitively.
Everybody's coming back. Yeah. Okay. Everybody is coming back.
But I think one or two people have to go in order
for them
to
make it. Yes, but when you say go, though, I don't think they actually die. I don't think that Disney has the balls to kill anybody off.
I do.
Captain America is going to die.
Captain America's dead.
Nope.
100%. Dead as a
Captain America's going back to the 1940s and hanging out.
They might freeze him like Ted Williams, but he is going to be dead. He's gone.
Disney's not going to do it.
He's gone.
If you look at what the synopsis says, it says the Avengers assemble once more in order to undo Thanos' actions.
Spoilers.
I think that's going to be the idea of the movie, more so than beating Thanos.
Yes.
It's undoing what Thanos did.
Yes, but how far back do you go? Because you don't want to go crazy and go back to before the movies began or go back to before
that's
everything.
That's the question.
And then
there's
got to
be a break even there somewhere.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of characters that died not from the snap. What does it say? But like Gamora.
Yeah.
By the way, this whole episode dedicated to the memory of Gamora, greatest character in the history of the MCU.
She was in the Britney Spears movie Crossroads.
That is correct.
She was great in that. Yeah. She was great in that. But Gamora, Heimdall, Loki, are they dead? Or do you think they get brought back?
I don't see that they have to, but I don't know because there is a Guardians 3 that's being shot right now.
Yeah, but Heimdall is now in Suicide Squad.
this is confusing.
He also
strong
might
point.
Be.
This is
he might be playing Heimdall in Suicide Squad.
No, there's a chance. Now, they released character posters for every single character, including fucking Pepper Potts and John Favreau,
who we saw in the trailer.
Why does everyone hate Pepper Potts?
Pepper Potts. I don't like Gwyneth Paltrow.
You don't
I have
like
no problem with Pepper Potts, I suppose. But anyway, she invented yoga.
Pepper Potts.
She said she invented yoga.
She ever hear of it?
That's an insane thing to say.
She also said you could take, if you're a woman and you're having issues, you could take these jade eggs and, you know,
and
shove
what?
Them into yourself.
Is that right?
And like, you're like, I don't know. Like,
and I'm the crazy one?
But that's for those of you listening at home, Davey
really
is making violent hand motions upwards.
What website did you read that on,
Goop.
Ryan? Goop.
Her website.
Goop.
All right.
That's what it's called. I'm not making this up. Someone's gonna know.
Nobody knows.
I heard that she also invented the question mark.
Yes.
It's better than what's his name? That Bobby Valentin. Didn't Bobby Valentin say he invented the wrap?
the wrap sandwich.
Yeah. He made the wrap sandwich famous. But so the character posters come out, and the big reveal was that Shuri is dead, even though they didn't show that she was dead in Infinity War, and that was kind of
that's
a spoiler. That's a spoiler.
I think so. I have a question. Do you think that they didn't show Shuri because they weren't sure how she was going to play into the story?
If they weren't Shuri?
Oh, Christ.
Very well done.
Do you think they left her kind of floating because they kind of wanted to use her, but they weren't sure how they were going to use her?
I just think it's bullshit. If she's a popular enough character to get a poster, you have to kill her on screen.
Yeah.
Or don't make the reveal happen until the movie. So I feel like that was crazy.
You can argue she was the most popular character from Black Panther.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. She was.
My favorite. What if we're tricked? What if they're just doing this
actually,
to fuck with us?
That's not true. I like Winston Duke. I like M'Baku.
M'Baku's alive. Yeah. And also, Valkyrie is alive. Valkyrie, who we didn't see at all in Infinity War, she's going to be alive.
She's alive.
Does she factor in at
absolutely.
All? I mean, she must. I mean,
speaking of Valkyrie, where the fuck is Korg and
where is Korg? Where's Korg?
This is the question. This is where we're going to get to the end of.
Yeah.
Korg, Meek, do we see them in this movie?
No.
We fucking better.
Yeah, we better see them.
I hope so. I don't think we are.
By the way, I know we mentioned this on a previous podcast, but I do want to say to the room right now that the Rich Keefe and Ryan Davey Korg and Meek treatment is still in development. We haven't written
the script
yet.
We're working on it. It's definitely going to happen.
First edition was decent.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
I think they could be very good. They need them in this. So here are the characters who are alive right now. Iron Man, Captain America, Hulk, Thor, Hawkeye, Black Widow, Ant-Man, War Machine, Rocket, Captain Marvel, Nebula, Okoye, Valkyrie, Wong, Happy, and Pepper.
You mentioned Hawkeye. He looks pretty sweet now. He's got a new haircut and a full sleeve. He's being played by Adam Levine.
He looks good, doesn't he? You like Hawkeye? You've been down on Hawkeye in the past, Davey. You like Hawkeye in this
one? I've never been down on
Hawkeye. You've been down on him in the past.
Never been? No.
You've been down.
Sometimes I don't understand if there's like an intergalactic battle with bow and arrow. If you're in zero gravity, what's a bow and arrow going to do?
Convenient that the original Avengers are all still alive?
No, I think that's intentional.
Yeah. It was intentional.
I understand it's intentional.
But
they wrote it that way.
It's super convenient.
But what are the chances?
All of the regular humans are still alive.
Yeah, what is that?
All I can think of with Hawkeye is, Mac pointed this out a while back, that Hawkeye had an arrow with like a USB on it,
which
is so ridiculous.
Yeah,
because
of course he did.
If the movie came out in the 1990s, it would have had a floppy disk on it.
You know what would have been awesome? Is if he shot the USB thing, but it went the wrong way. And he had to shoot the other one.
He had to flip it.
It was a USB-C.
Yeah. No, because I've been using computers my whole life. I don't think I've I don't think I've ever put a USB in correctly the first time.
It doesn't go. It doesn't take. It
so
doesn't
that's
take.
Bullshit.
Here are the characters who are dead. Black Panther, Star-Lord, Gamora, Drax, Mantis, Groot, Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, Scarlet Witch, Vision, Nick Fury, Loki, Shuri, Wasp, Falcon, Winter Soldier, and Heimdall.
I was looking forward to seeing all of their movies, but
come back. By the way, if there was a movie with just the alive characters and a movie with just the dead characters, I would rather see the dead character movie.
I agree.
I don't know. The
Way
alive does have Rocket, which adds a whole new...
Good point. They do have Rocket, but all the other Guardians
that,
are over
but
there.
But seeing that shot of Rocket with War Machine, you're like, what are they doing over here?
Yeah. You're sitting on his shoulder. You know they're up to something.
How about the disrespect for Heimdall? He's been in like six of the movies. Forget they didn't even give him a poster.
No poster.
That's outrageous.
No poster.
Bit of a sweet orange eyes, though.
I think at the end of this, Valkyrie is the new Thor.
Okay.
Because there is precedent for a Lady Thor.
Okay. All right. Yeah, all right. I'm listening.
And Falcon is the new Captain America. Yep.
I like that one.
I don't think we're going to lose Thor.
I am on board
with that. I don't think we're going to lose Thor.
I think you might.
I think Captain America for sure gone.
But I think Captain America just goes back in time and lives his life as a, you know, whatever.
What? Just a regular fellow.
Captain America. No, okay. They're going to end up going back to the 1940s. Look, I don't want to get too much into time traveling here.
But you sort of opened it up.
I do believe that the Avengers go back to the 1940s.
I don't think they go that far back.
Cap ends up... No, so Cap is going to end up staying there, and we're going to have a very emotional conversation between Tony and his father. That's going to be a big scene in the movie.
Okay.
In this movie?
Goose Clues.
In this Goose movie Clues. Coming up?
Yes. It's three hours long, Richard. You got to fill it out.
You think they're going to put a Howard Stark and Tony Stark scene in this movie?
Yes. Tony has had a very...
That's been one of the running
things through 22 movies of Tony and how his relationship was with his father.
You're going to be very disappointed. I'll say that.
Looks like the Satisfactor's way down.
All of a sudden, it's terrible.
Now I'm out.
All right, so does Thanos get killed in this movie?
No.
So he's still alive, still running around.
And I'm going to amend my last thing, and Tony Stark becomes the head of S.H.I.E.L.D., replacing Nick Fury.
I think... No, that's not a bad one. So this is where I think is going to happen. So this is in the comics. Nebula is going to get her hands on the gauntlet. Nebula is also a villain. So Nebula, as much as she's been teaming up with people, she's going to be bad. Yes, and then they're all going to need to get it from her. And then in the comics, they actually recruit Thanos to help them out. So Thanos is going to be working with the good guys for a little bit to try to defeat Nebula.
I like that.
That's okay. What's going to happen. And then ultimately Captain Marvel gets her hand on the goddamn thing and resets everything, and everything's back to the way that it was.
Now, this comic is 30 years old, so 20 years old?
25.
Now, Rich.
But the snap happened in the
comic. Now, Rich.
That's a spoiler. If that's a spoiler, that's
not
you.
Well, it happens.
Rich, when you see the movie, are you going to tweet about it right after saying that your prediction was true?
Immediately. Like, I called it, everybody! Yes, immediately.
My only thing is, I think we're kind of looking at it wrong. Like, I don't think the Avengers need to defeat Thanos in this movie. That's not going to be their goal.
No, they just need to reset everything.
Right. So I think we're kind of looking at it. There might be a second villain, a.k.a. Nebula. I think there's a different angle
there.
There
has to be a villain, though. Yeah.
Whiplash is back.
It could be Whiplash. We'll get to who comes back in a moment. It could very well be Whiplash. My problem was with the time reset is if you go back too early, it's like Infinity War never happened.
Right.
And it's one of the greatest movies ever.
None of these movies ever happened.
Yeah. Right. X-Men, Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
Is that what kind of line we could be looking at here?
Sorry, go ahead. Finish.
I'm just saying, how mad would you be if it was?
I would be very upset. That's an easy fix.
That is satisfactory. Through the floor. That stinks.
That would make this.
Well,
movie
because
terrible.
If you go back far enough, you're going to have to start recasting some of these roles for the next generation of MCU movies, which I don't want.
No,
I don't want to see that.
I'm not looking for that. Now, if Thanos is killed, who would do it? Who would
Thor
be the most likely?
Or Captain Marvel?
It's those two for sure, right?
What about...
While they're having sex.
They could be having sex, which they definitely will. Is that a quick yes?
Oh, my God, it's finally going to happen.
Captain Marvel, Thor, Flash?
In on that.
Now, what do you guys think of the theory that Ant-Man could go inside the rectal cavity of Thanos? Everybody's unanimous on that.
Everyone's hands went in the air.
That's the only thing that can happen. That's the only way they could win. All right, so maybe Ant-Man. Ant-Man, whatever his odds are.
So he'd be option C, I believe.
Now, what about Captain America or Iron Man, just because they're so important? They are the main characters of this whole thing.
Captain's already back in 1940s. He's not coming back.
I don't know why you're so hung up on that.
Why are you hung up on that?
Very hung up on that.
The only way I could see is if, like, there was this whole thing in Ultron how no one could lift Thor's axe, his hammer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe Captain America proves himself worthy and can lift the axe and throws it through Thanos.
Now, going back to Infinity War, the only guy who gave Thanos any kind of run for his money
was Thor.
No, Cap, I don't think so.
Thor almost killed him.
Yeah, but he didn't see that coming.
Good point.
In a strain on one-on-one fight, Captain America held his own. And actually,
Thanos is nearsighted too, so he didn't. I mean, that was very blurry.
What?
Iron Man, he's nearsighted. Yeah. He couldn't tell. And Iron Man made him bleed.
Yes.
So those two guys actually did a better job than, say, Hulk did.
Yep.
Now speaking of Hulk, Hulk fucking sucked.
What does Hulk do in Endgame?
How good is Hulk in Endgame?
We're gonna get
Davey,
some.
Go ahead,
Professor Hulk. We're getting Professor
Hulk.
I do think we're gonna get some sort of Pants Tent City Hulk scene.
We're due.
We're gonna need some sort of scene where we're like, oh fuck, the Hulk is back finally.
Doesn't mean that Hulk's getting like a boner or anything. He means like we're gonna enjoy what we see on the screen.
Yeah. So we're not gonna see.
No, I'm gonna get a boner.
We're not gonna see an erection from Hulk. We're not gonna see that.
Does the Hulk and Black Widow hook up? Ooh. As the Hulk.
Okay. That would be the most disappointing thing in the movie if we get a stupid love triangle between Black Widow and the Hulk. If they try and push that on us...
Hawkeye doesn't want Black Widow.
Hawkeye's family is dead.
They hold hands.
I know, but he's still... He holds hands with a girl? Linda Cardellini. He's still Linda Cardellini's dead.
Ski Lodge Lisa, whatever her name is. What's her name?
Snow Lodge Lauren. Get the fuck out of here.
Snow Lodge Lauren.
Get out with it.
I was too old when that
Get out with it.
I don't care. But gang, his family is dead. He needs new companionship, and if they try and push this triangle on us, I'm out.
He's also trying to bring his family back.
Do you know that?
Yeah, I do.
Not yet.
Trying to undo what Thanos did. That's exactly what I know.
Does it say that Hawkeye wants to undo, or Hawkeye's pretty happy with what just happened?
No, I don't think he's very pleased. He's using swords now.
If Bruce Banner made love to a woman, as Hulk, would the child most likely be half Hulk or
has to
still
be
half Banner?
You've read Old Man Logan. You know exactly what
happens.
They're all Hulks.
Yeah.
And they're not very smart.
Well. No, they're not. They're kind of inbred, for being honest. So another reason why I think everybody's coming back and they're gonna really reset things right before the snap is because there's no way they're going to have a universe where 50% of the people are gone, then come back, yet they all know about it. So imagine living the rest of your life like that. Like, remember the time that everybody disappeared? Remember that time that everybody, like, poof, and they were gone? And they're like, yeah, where'd you go? Like, I don't know where I went. Like, the rest of your life, that's all you'd be talking about.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So there's no way, right?
I mean, they seem to
they
be
They can't
like,
get... So when Spider-Man's on his field trip in Far From Home, they're not like, hey, were you around? No, I got turned to dust. Like, oh, yeah, that was crazy.
This
no
is probably...
Chance.
If that happens, this is probably where they sneak in some exposition, like 2 minutes of someone like with a monologue explaining what happened.
No, that's true.
Like Will Smith pops up with like the little flashy thing. Gets right in their eyes.
No, but again, you could see every day of your life.
But it,
every single day, you could see that Men in Black thing. That's a reality.
But it stands to reason that, like, they would know because people knew what was happening as it was happening to them.
I know, but if you go back to 30 seconds before, then that never happened.
If before the snap. So you
Before the snap. Okay. I think we're going back to before the snap.
Okay.
It's going to be Captain Marvel or somebody that ends up doing it, or the Quantum Realm, something along those lines. All right, who will die for real? You guys don't seem to think...
I don't think anybody will.
No, I think they intentionally left alive all of the original Avengers because they're going to die in this movie.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
So I think, and that's what the whatever it takes. We go back to that. I think they're going to have to sacrifice themselves where Captain America is going to say, hey, if this means everybody can come back, see you later.
For the greater good.
That's right. I think,
I'm also selfishly saying that because I also want another Thor movie with Taika Waititi.
So do I.
That's on me.
So do I.
I think Cap's gone for sure. And Tony Stark is a coin flip.
So I think that Tony Stark could go into a different dimension or like multiverse
multiverse.
So say if in 5 years when like these movies start to fail, they can be like, hey, Tony Stark's back. And now he's Nick Cage.
You guys remember him, right? Now, multiverse, are we going to be doing multiverse here? Are we going to find out that there are a ton of different Tony Starks?
I think that Ant-Man...
Because that sucks. I don't like that.
That's a slippery slope.
I don't like that.
Ant-Man is going to do something in the quantum realm that either causes a hole or tears something that creates these new characters that jump in.
Yeah, but now they can do whatever they want in a multiverse.
Whatever they want.
That's not great.
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
Ant-Man's daughter is going to play a role in this movie, too. She is, because she's like Stinger. What's her name? Stinger, I think?
And the...
She's the new Wasp, but like,
the little girl from Captain Marvel should play a role,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah. They're going to be like young Avengers or something. Yeah. We're gonna see
so
that.
So what do you think of like the idea of like the new Avengers? So like with Spider-Man, like Spider-Man, like Wolverine?
Could be.
So all right. What about the Fantastic Four?
Looking at an Austin Powers-like movie with them being in space for like 50 years and they come back and they're like, what the hell's going on here?
Oh, wow, things have really changed.
What happened here?
Whoa. You know, when I lived here, there's only 4 TV channels.
Reebok pump-up shoes, what are these?
These are great. All right, speaking kind of like that, will any character from the MCU that we thought was gone return in this movie, a la Red Skull in Infinity War, and besides Whiplash?
Well, that was my answer. Let me ask a question, though.
Yeah.
Do they consider Hela to be death?
I think yes, because that'd be my pick. I think Hela,
if so,
I think
then
Hela's
back. Coming back.
I think Hela is back.
I would. The only one I want to see back is Killmonger. The only one I would like to come back into the storyline.
But I think Killmonger is not...
He's well dead.
Yeah, no, but
he's super dead, but if you're asking me who I would like to come back, it'd be that one.
But I think Hela makes more sense because she can mess around like in the galaxy, whereas like Killmonger's more of a Earth... villain.
Yeah.
Where I think Hela could make sense.
Hela could make sense.
Yeah. Anybody else coming back? Ironmonger. Do we have an Ironmonger?
No.
No.
No. We don't.
Do
have
we?
Ironmonger.
No pop.
Do we count Tony Stark's dad as coming back if he's back in time?
Sure.
Well then, yes. Tony Stark's dad.
Agent Carter. They got a voiceover in the trailer
because they're in the 1940s.
That's right.
I know.
So there you go.
I think you see her in this movie.
Peggy Carter.
She's in the movie. Yeah.
Because that'll put butts in seats.
That'll put
people say, you know who we haven't seen in a while. Is you know who needs screen
time?
That
British lady. Right. Yeah. Let's get her.
It's
Agent Carter. All right, give me a yes, no, or
maybe so.
Or maybe so. Will we see, or maybe more importantly, hear a reference to any of the following characters? Wolverine.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Ooh, no.
Yes.
So,
okay,
was it you who was telling me about how the snap caused like the... Someone sent me an article that was like the snap...
If it's an article, then not me.
No. Someone sent me an article...
You had
like,
to
there's
read
a, there's a fan
neither
theory.
Of us.
There's a fan theory that like the snap... is what kicks in like the mutant gene. Like there was an event that like caused like these mutant genes to like wake up in humans, and this the snap was it.
That seems so like a
I
lot.
Don't mind that, that actually.
Seems, no,
I don't mind that.
That could work.
Yeah.
That could
That's
work.
Not bad.
That could work.
I have a feeling that if they're doing time travel and there's like pictures of like what's happening, you're gonna see Hugh Jackman in one of those like screens going by like you, and it could be really fast, it could be like a really big Easter egg, but I would say that Hugh Jackman's Wolverine will be in there, even if for one frame.
Yeah, that counts. That's all we're looking for. So Wolverine, we're saying yes. Deadpool.
I wish.
I hope so.
I know.
Deadpool.
I hope so.
No Deadpool. It's not happening.
If you're gonna start with anyone,
it's
it'll be it would be Wolverine. But I don't think they're gonna do any of them.
Yeah.
What about Silver Surfer?
Possibly, because they're in space. Silver
Surfer? They could. Yeah. You could swoop in there on his board. No? You don't think so?
Once Thanos is done, what's left is Galactus.
And if you sweet Galactus, ollie?
You need
a nice kickflip.
He could.
It's a surfboard, not a skateboard, you dummy.
A shove it, pop shove it.
Pop
who knows?
Christ Air. Who's to say what he does? A lot of people want Fantastic Four.
Specifically, they make a lot of sense. Specifically, they want John Krasinski and Emily Blunt to play.
What if we get Michael B. Jordan
as
doing,
all of them? Just all of them, I'm in.
It's the clumps.
He can He's do Johnny it. Storm. He's coming he back as Johnny yeah. Storm.
What Fantastic Four, colon the clumps.
What character could he not do?
All right, that's the best question.
That's it. This is half joking, but Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, or The Punisher?
I think Daredevil has the best chance, but none of them are going to be in it.
How about a reference?
No.
Bigger
chance of them than any of the Fox characters.
I don't think so.
They could mention Hell's Kitchen, but they're not going to mention any of them.
Well, they could say, like, I know some people in Hell's Kitchen.
Or even just say Hell's Kitchen.
They won't acknowledge it. It doesn't not exist. This is universe.
Not will Rosario Dawson be in there?
Yes.
Now that she might be our first lady.
Of course she will be. Yes. Will we see Blade?
No.
Much to, I bet Wesley Snipes really wants, he needs like, to pay his taxes,
he needs to be in this movie.
Will we see Morbius, the living vampire?
I hope not. I hope I never see
Wesley him. Wesley Snipes has sent off several emails to be in this movie.
So can I please?
Mass emails.
from his Hotmail account.
What about Adam Warlock?
I hope we do.
Yeah. I think that's Guardians 3. I think that's what's going to happen there.
And then I had Death.
But once again, could be hella. If it's hella, then yes.
Yeah.
All right, that's where we're going. All right, so where do they go from here? How can they possibly have this movie and then go into phase four?
I misinterpreted this question. I thought you were asking, where do we go from here?
Oh, we don't go anywhere. And this is the last episode.
My answer was, I just got a credit card. I bought a bunch of Nike shoes for us. If we all take a sip of the juice at the same time, we're pretty much done, guys.
Yeah, that's it.
By the way,
that's
going on a high.
That's Goo's mass suicide joke for the day. He hit his quota.
And do you know that it was not Kool-Aid? It was actually a knockoff called Flavor-Aid.
I did know that.
How do you like that?
How about that?
That's sick. Anyway, that's fine.
Couldn't even buy the real stuff for the way out.
No.
They just bought all those Nike shoes.
Do you think that like the Heaven's Gate people, like they showed up with a Kool-Aid? He's like, oh, Brandon, bring it back. We need the knockoff. It's too expensive.
Bring it back.
And at this point of the podcast, we had some technical difficulties, but like the seasoned professionals that we are, we kept going. We had a live show, for God's sakes. We had a live studio audience. At this point, I know we all said some really hilarious things. I had a really good one. Also, there were some theories that nobody had ever heard of, some stuff that nobody had ever discussed before. I unfortunately can't remember any of that. I don't remember what it was. But thanks to Goo, I thought maybe our entire episode would be lost. He was able to salvage most of it, which you've already heard to this point, but there's also more. He was able to put it all together, and maybe this is more incentive to go to the live shows, because who knows when a computer or a board or something could go down, and maybe, just maybe, the people in attendance would be the only ones that could even hear it. So consider yourself lucky, or I guess we'll consider ourselves lucky, whatever you want to do. But we're going to get to some audience member questions, comments, some concerns perhaps. They're going to approach the microphone, and we're going to finish off the podcast. So let's get back to that.
Game of Thrones and Avengers are all incredibly popular in mainstream media now.
Mm-hmm.
Just whether it's answering the question now or a month from now, what do you think is the bigger achievement, the MCU or 7-8 seasons of Game of Thrones?
Ooh, great question. My answer would be the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because it is 22 movies. They've all tied in together. They did such a great job. They had source material, but not the same as Game of Thrones did. They took their books in the early on and just made those a season, and it was sort of one writer at the time and then a couple other guys, whereas the Marvel characters have been around forever, and then they were able to put it together and tie it in seamlessly.
Well, I sort of made this point on our last episode, DC episode. Comic book fans are the biggest, the best fans in the world. And to not piss them off at this point through 22 movies and impress them and continue to set a higher bar is more impressive than what Game of Thrones has done.
I think the fact that you got 1/7 of the world invested into dragons, warlocks, everything else, that's insane. So Game of Thrones, gang.
Yeah, and for me, I would say like the fact that Kevin Feige and the Marvel team had this idea, like we knew when saw Iron Man come out the first, like, this movie's awesome. And then they knew all these movies are kind of tied together. But the fact that they had 22 of these movies, like, planned, like, this whole thing was planned and we didn't know
from the jump.
Was awesome.
Yep.
It blows my mind. And again, that's not a knock on Game of Thrones. I think Game of Thrones is an incredible... That might be the single best achievement in television.
I love hearing them talk about planning Civil War, where they're like, well, we knew that we wanted to do this from the start, and they and they knew not to rush into it, which is amazing.
They did a good job building it up, and they had all the characters. And like, you can see how challenging it is if you look at DC and what they did going with the...
I didn't want to bring DC up, but yeah, the fact that they had Batman versus Superman... I'm sorry, Batman v Superman.
Well, just a dumb...
Dawn of Justice as their second movie in the universe is insane.
And Justice League right then.
Yeah.
Dr. Joe?
Here he is.
I got a couple of points here.
You can pull the microphone towards you.
Right in there.
Eat that, baby.
There you go.
So I see you're wearing a metal wedding band, and I'm going to ask you, do you even work out? You know it's supposed to be rubber.
I understand, yes. So if you missed it, Andy Hart was filling in for Dale during last week, and he was talking about his rubber wedding ring, and I said, what's up with that? He goes, so I can lift. I go, what? I go, can't you lift with the metal one? Not that I would know, but like, can't you? He's like, no, you need the rubber one. I'm like, oh my. I go, was it blessed by a man of the church or a woman of the church?
Well,
he said,
well,
no.
Well, Keith, when you're throwing around like 400, 500 pounds, you can't use metal rings.
You're slinging plates. No, it's true.
So the next point would be...
Microphone.
I'm sorry. What's one thing that would happen in this movie that would make you go, what the fuck?
Sex.
What,
sex.
What the fuck in a good way or what the fuck in a bad way? Because what the fuck in a bad way would be if they reset it too much.
True.
If they went back and they're like eliminated a lot of the previous movies. What the fuck in a good way? Probably Captain Marvel, Thor having sex.
Yeah.
Probably.
And that'd be nice.
The tickets would be Rectum Von Dectum.
Rectum Von Dectum.
Rectum Von Dectum.
One
ticket.
For you.
That's
boom.
One.
I think the what the fuck in a bad way, like you said, if they go on like Days of Future Past everything, that's bad.
Yeah. It's horrible.
For me, Galactus shows up. That's a...
That's what we call Pants Tent City.
You would call that Pants Tent City.
So actually, for an end credit scene, because obviously we've gotten several end credit scenes with Thanos in there teasing out what's happening next, do we get the next big villain as the end credit scene of this movie?
Well, what David was saying was we're going to trend towards Secret Wars.
Well, yeah,
that would be the next storyline.
Oh, also, like, what the fuck in a bad way? No end credits.
Like they say, hey, we're done with that.
We're done. Yeah. Phase 3 is over. We're done. Because that would be...
And if it says no one will return.
No one will return. That's it. You're done. It. You're welcome.
My question is for Goo. How will the Sokovia Accords play into the...
I'm really happy that you asked that question. In the final trailer, we see Tony Stark meeting up with Captain America, and Cap looks really confused. He looks really upset, and I believe that's because Tony had just mentioned to him that he was responsible for writing the Sokovia Accords, and Cap then realizes he doesn't even know who this man is.
I'm so happy you just brought that clip up, because literally today, the Russo brothers said that clip is not from the movie.
Wrong.
They don't know what they're talking about.
They don't know what they're talking about.
So we have a question. We have a question before we get to someone asked on stream, what's the best Chinese food in Watertown?
Ooh, good question. Fusion's pretty good. Asiana Fusion's pretty good. I actually... There's a few. Green Peapod's
pretty good.
Green Peapod.
What do you got?
Ryan Davey, SDA. That'd be Sweet Dino Action.
Sweet Dino Action, SDA. That's another added to the list. Another nickname. Another nickname. Come on up. Come on up. Ask your question.
A female.
If you can
this
take
is a girl.
Step this way.
No. Yes.
And
first question: are you lost?
I love it. Okay. Do you think that Thor and Captain Marvel are going to have intercourse?
Yes, I think so. It might be a deleted scene.
I hope.
Scene,
I
be
hope.
So graphic.
Yeah, right.
Be so graphic.
Maybe on the Blu-ray.
They
on
did
the
have
Blu-ray.
A look. Yes. They did have a look. Yes. Yes.
I'll tell you what. If it doesn't make the movie, it will make X videos for sure.
I'm gonna ask. So not to get too much into your kitchen, but like,
Oh, yeah.
You've given someone that look before.
Oh yeah.
And
definitely.
That look means something, right?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah. Hundo P. Hundo P.
We all know all the boys in here want to ask that question,
yes.
But it took
yes,
me,
they,
a girl.
Thank you.
You know,
I mean, true. Look, there still is the possibility in this movie that Tony Stark and Aunt May.
Oh, sure.
We don't know if she's
happy. Happy.
It's happy. Happy's the guy now.
We don't know if... So what if he doesn't know that Pepper is dead yet? And he's like, I'm back on Earth.
Pepper's not dead. Pepper had a...
She has a poster.
I know, but what if he doesn't... Maybe he hasn't seen the posters yet.
He's like, well, it's a 50-50 chance.
He's been in space for a while.
Hey, what do you say?
Nebula's looking pretty good.
All right, before our next question, I just want to throw it out to the crowd that the person who's about to ask this question went to PAX East this year.
Boo! 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 Coward.
Ken?
Coward.
You're so jealous. All right.
I got two things. One,
how long is it before we get a rated R Disney-produced Marvel movie? All right?
Deadpool 3. Deadpool 3.
Or are we going to get a rated R Black Widow movie? That's like...
Ooh.
So if you're going to go Black Widow, you can't go like... You can't bitch out on it. It has to be like spies and killing and like...
Sacks.
And sacks.
All
right?
The sacks. Yeah. Multiple sacks.
I'm with you. Black Widow would be good.
So
R.
Marvel, rated R, Disney, rated R. We have to like kind of get to that consensus. I'm curious because I, you know... ABC, ESPN, Disney, they're really family friendly.
Right? Worldwide leader of sports, of course.
Sports!
Yeah.
And Disney Channel's on there as well. For Ryan Davey, it's Rabies Gone Crazies.
Nope, that does not adhere to the rules. No. It's R. Von D.
There's a D. There's a D.
You said crazies.
Crazies? There's no D.
Ken,
there.
You could have said daisies.
Oh, no.
Ken, you mold daisies. Young minds.
Come on up. Jesus. Let's try to move on from that. Come on up. Yeah, go ahead. You're in.
Now talk right into the mic.
Perfect. Yes. Perfect.
So I don't have a question. It's more of a comment. I just wanted to thank you guys. This is great. Every time I listen to you,
he was playing
week,
it in the
I feel
audience.
Like I'm hanging out with my friends.
Thank you.
I would just like to say none of this would be possible without one person in particular.
Who's
He's in this room here right now. That's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you just give me 45 minutes of your time, I would like to share with you how he changed my life for the better.
Take all the time you need.
Okay.
Sometimes
it was about 6 years ago in the streets of New York.
You just won Shazam tickets.
I walk on the beach.
That's the least I could do.
I walk on the beach by myself, and I see two sets of footsteps.
I was drinking water, and now it's wine. It's wild.
I don't know if anybody wants to follow that, but you could try your best. Maybe a Hail Satan, anything you want to do, you can come on up.
A 666 maybe?
Well, he did say if Jesus is in the room, I got some questions. So if he wants to come up, I got to blow it out with him.
Eat that. Lean into that.
Yes.
How much of a role do you think Loki will play in this movie?
Ooh.
As he was previously killed.
Yeah.
Do
we buy into the fact that Loki was actually the Hulk the entire time last
movie? No, I don't like that theory.
Good.
I don't like
Glad
that
we're all in.
I do think Loki, I think they might bring him back, but I don't think he plays a big role because he also wasn't a snap victim. He was pre-snap. So.
Well, the thing that
plays... he also has a show coming out, too.
Yeah, that's gonna, the thing that plays into it is the show.
Well, the show...
Is that going to be a prequel? Is that going to be concurrent?
So I heard the show is going to jump around. So it's like it's going to be like prequel and like present day and what happens in the future. So it's going to be like, it's going to be jumping around.
I feel like what might happen is they're all sitting in a diner eating shawarma, and then Loki walks up and serves them too much tuna.
That's entirely too much tuna.
And says, I'm the god of pranks. What do you want from me? A lot of mischief.
Aren't you steamed? Wes, please make your way to the
bar. Wesley Von Desley.
First time, long time.
Oh, that's right.
Question is for Keith.
Yes.
What would you be more excited about? Dahario Naharis returning to Game of Thrones and effing some stuff up?
Yeah.
Or... Daredevil showing up in the end game.
I can only pick one.
You can only pick one.
Well, he only gave you two.
James Gunn to my head, Sean Gunn to my dick.
Right. What's cream in the jeans for Keith?
I would go with Daredevil. Probably Daredevil showing up because they've never done it. They haven't done it.
But what's he gonna do? Just beat up a thug?
He might. He might. He would know they're coming before anybody else did.
Keith, would you?
Dario Naharis, though, is the best one-on-one fighter in Game of Thrones.
That's a fact.
Alive.
Who's better dead?
Well, I think so.
He made a great answer, Ryan. That's awesome.
No,
great.
I was going to say that. Fuck, I don't care.
Yeah, good
Keith,
point.
Would you rather watch Endgame or watch the Red Sox win the World Series?
Or the Red Sox win a game.
How do you
win
choose?
One game.
How do you choose? Anybody else? Any other questions, comments, concerns? Yes.
Hello.
Mark.
My wife. I just would like to know if you guys could, because the speaker works really well back there.
Yeah.
So if you guys could just give a quick shout out to anyone who voted for Jennifer Aniston.
Get out.
Parking lot across the street because I will be over there with
right
Paul.
There.
We'll be waiting.
It's not only does he go to PAX East, but he also votes for Jennifer Aniston.
So let me just clarify to everybody. So Mac and Goo ran a Mac Crushes
for March Madness this year.
Yeah. Childhood crushes.
64 ladies.
Yep.
And the winner, and the regions were 80s, 90s, 2000s, and then randomly a singers region.
Just
whatever.
Singers,
that's,
you know?
That's how you did it. That's fine. I'm not going to question that. And the winner of all the crushes was
B. Spears.
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears took down
not
the
bad.
Crown.
Not terrible.
Britney,
not terrible.
We're okay with that.
How anybody beat Jennifer Love Hewitt? They didn't
the
watch Ghost Whisperer for five fucking
Jennifer
seasons.
Jennifer Aniston beat Jennifer Love Hewitt and Sarah Michelle Gellar to get to the Final Four. I don't understand it. Who are the Jennifer Anistonites out there? Who's voting
nobody,
for her?
Nobody, they're
we got one. We got one.
They're the GoldenEye people. It's the same people. It's the same people. They're out there hiding behind their keyboards. Make your way up, sir.
Overall, I think the brackets are pretty good for March Madness.
Yeah.
I do not understand the people at Brooke Shields.
Oh, that's another one.
Brooke Shields?
That's another one.
I was dumbfounded by that whole thing.
She made the Elite Eight. It was her versus Milano in the Elite
now,
Eight. I don't get
as
that.
As the only person who in this on this table who probably remembers the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I was alive for a long time during that time.
Were you?
11 months.
11 months, yeah. I was in the early 80s, like Brooke Shields was like a huge deal.
Okay. Oh, I get that.
Like a huge deal. So like if you go on by like decade, and like the other thing we're talking about too is, you know, I think the Aniston fans are like, Jennifer Aniston's like the Tom Glavine, like had a long career.
Craig Biggio,
long career, nothing outstanding. But but we're talking, what threw me was like we were talking about decade specific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So if we're talking 90s specific, or was Britney 90s technically?
Britney was singers.
Yeah, so, okay. So we're talking 90s Aniston. There were a couple years. If you look at the very first year of Jennifer Aniston, when she was in Leprechaun.
Oh, yeah.
Not great.
Yeah.
Oh. Not great.
You don't think she looks great?
With the double... No. She, before she had the nose done?
Come on. Get out.
No, also,
Leprechaun, she was
Brooke
nothing.
Shields, no. Sassoons. Sassoon jeans.
Next.
Hey, what's going on,
what's
gentlemen?
Up?
Jay Dunks, how we doing?
Yeah.
Hey, so here's the deal. First of all, I've never been more disappointed other than when Davey took back that Jurassic World take. That movie
That's right.
sucks.
That's a good point.
Everything about
fuck
that
Davey.
Fucking movie sucks. Sorry.
Yeah, it sucks.
Also, Diddy Kong Racing, far superior to Mario Kart 64.
Oh, get out.
But that guy coming out swinging.
Get out with it.
Couldn't really think of a question. I missed Festivus because some genius put it on a Friday night, so I couldn't make it.
I'm sorry. On a social night? What, were you watching Urkel?
Mac and Goo, you guys have been killing it. You guys as well. I swear, there's something else I'm going to bitch about Davey about, but I only get mad at smart people. I get mad at smart people with shit opinions.
Yeah. Tell him how much gray hair he has.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, take it easy.
Thank you.
I would just like to say, too, thank you for the people of Idle Hands for providing, one, a place in the daylight and a place that when I leave here today, I don't feel like I'm going to get stabbed. So that's great.
Oh, it's a test of your will, you know?
Yeah, I'm not going back there. But anyway, anything else? Come on up. If you got a question, comment. We still got, that's right, Shazam passes.
Guys, three Shazam passes.
If you want to talk into the microphone, push people out of the way. Yeah, that's right.
Three Shazam passes.
All you got to do is come up here and say, Riddle Von Diddle. That's all you got to do.
Mr. Frassetti.
Ranty Von Dainty.
Come on up.
Besides the Sabre Show, yell at you.
Lean in.
Eat that microphone.
Right in there. Davey, does the Marvel acquisition of Disney give you any hope on the Gambit movie being made?
There's no such thing as a Gambit movie. There never was.
I don't know. Channing Tatum's in.
It's never going to happen.
I know.
He said he was
in. He was pretty good in X-Men Origins Wolverine.
That's true.
He was.
He had a helicopter
step up. Ever seen it?
Next.
Question for Keith.
Yes.
Would you steal a smooch from
Before
Daenerys
you finish,
Targaryen or Gamora?
Gamora, come on.
He's got a green thing. Gamora. I don't know what it is. It's a green thing.
I really do have a thing. I have a green thing. It's a problem. Gamora, I mean, that's not even close. By the way, shout out to Gamora again. Did we mention Gamora? We mentioned Gamora.
The
podcast is dedicated to Gamora.
Right. She was in Crossroads. That was that whole thing.
She better be back. That's all I'm going to say.
I want to see a Crossroads sequel. I agree.
Great question. Anybody else? Again, Shazam passes. Any more
Ranky Von Dankies?
Ooh, good one.
Hey, do you think Gamora is the one who pulls the trigger on Thanos?
I hope so.
I think she's dead.
She did once.
No.
Yes.
I don't know what the question is, but I know how Endgame ends.
Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. So Captain America, he comes in, gets him right in the shoulder, and Thanos is like, you should have aimed for the head. Boom. Cut to Thor.
Yeah.
He cuts his fucking head off, right?
Right. Okay.
I would love that.
Yeah, wait
be
for
good.
It.
Yeah.
Now you cut to Bio.
Well, there's more.
Yeah. It's like
he decapitates
like,
layered.
Where
it's
do
layered.
You go from there?
Yeah, come on.
It's like when you guys do a movie draft or something.
Yeah.
You know, there's just...
There's always more.
Cut to Biola Battery, Louisiana. Who's there?
Gambit.
He cut his fucking head off. It's Rob Schneider in Endgame.
Yeah,
Here you go. Go see Shazam. There you go. Congratulations.
Well done.
What?
I could not have predicted that. I didn't know that we were going there.
Oh, now do you think that's a good prediction? Will Rob Schneider be on SNL with Adam Sandler?
Let me ask you guys this question. For the ultimate crossover, are we going to find out that Tony Stark is related to Sansa Stark?
Ooh, great. You just broke 17 people's brains. I saw it. I saw the wave.
Possibly. Is the MCU in the same universe as the Happy Madison universe?
Probably.
Better question, actually. Better question.
Probably. Yeah, I could see that happening.
Schneider plays into it.
That was definitely a detail. Come on up, sir.
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
We are great.
I got two quick questions for you. First, do you think we'll see more Ronin or more Hawkeye? You think?
Ooh.
I hope more Ronin.
Yeah.
I want more Ronin.
Spoiler. They're the same person.
Okay.
All right. Well, I didn't see that coming.
All right. Okay.
More Ronin.
Yeah.
Relly Vondelli.
Next question.
Second one. Best Stan Lee cameo of all the movies.
Mallrats.
No, my favorite was when he was talking to the Watchers about when he was.
That was good too.
I think it's the Garfield Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's really good too.
Yep. Now, is the MCU ruined for you guys that Stan Lee plays Stan Lee in Captain Marvel, meaning he created characters that would later on be real characters? You can't have Stan Lee in the MCU because it means that did he create Spider-Man?
He's gone.
Or did Spider-Man create Spider-Man?
That's a good point.
And how could he be famous if he didn't create all those characters?
And
can't have Stan Lee in the universe.
I believe that we already spoke about this, too.
Really peeling back the onion here.
He is going to do a cameo in Mallrats, which shot in Minnesota. Yet, he's in Los Angeles.
The whole thing's shit.
Yeah.
The whole thing sucks.
I don't like it, and I'm not going to talk about it.
He's not shooting the thing as he's reading the script.
That's what
he's
going
to.
He's just reading
and then go.
He could fly to Minnesota.
No, he can't. He can't afford it at that time.
Unless anybody else wants to come up, we can do the pick of the podcast now. Do we want to do pick of the pod? Anybody else? Anybody else? Come on up. Jump on up here. We got a hot mic. We're coming back for seconds.
Round two.
Here we go. Yeah, he's coming back for seconds.
I just wanted to thank Goo for a year's worth of raising awareness for Hotel Rwanda.
You're welcome.
Did that last year.
Strong point.
No one had ever spoken about the Tootsies and the other ones there.
That's a great point.
Where's the shirt? Oh. I also wanted to thank Ringus Von Dingus for recommending Sandman Slim.
Oh, yeah. Sandman Slim, there you go. That is a rare item. You're coming up here your second time. That is a Illusion Grips t-shirt, which is a company I don't think exists anymore.
One would question if it ever existed.
One of the great sponsors to the Arvon D Twitch account, Illusion Grips.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
They went under. As soon as they partnered up with Davey, they went whoop, right down.
Hello.
Yes. I haven't picked it up, but I have a name.
Okay. Microphone, please.
Sweet Dino Action, Raptal Vom Dactyl.
Ooh.
Oh. Raptal Vom Dactyl. We'll allow it. That's a Shazam pass.
Pretty good.
Go. Shazam.
Pretty good.
Raptal Vom Dactyl.
Also, Mac, I'm sorry for that awkward Depends tweet the other day.
I did not know how to react to that. It was an awkward tweet. It was a good tweet.
Just leave it there. That's fine. All right, pick of the pod time. Here we go. Pick of the pod.
Are we going to sing?
No,
we're not. Okay.
No, we're not. Ryan, would you like to kick, receive, defer, or defend a goal?
I will defer.
All right.
Then I will kick.
Mac, you may receive.
Okay. My pick of the pod is the 2019 hashtag dork movie draft. I think you guys have already lost.
I'm sorry?
I think you guys have
already
lost.
Did you remember when we took Madea Family Funeral? It was the last of the series?
That got you 4 points.
And not,
Beach,
not
bum,
that,
Beach Bum got you zero.
I think Mac is the only one who can say that we lost because he's the only one who understands how to score the goddamn thing.
That's part of it. That plays into it, definitely.
Dude, do you have a pick of the podcast?
Yeah, my pick of the pod is the Mac and Goo podcast. You can find us on iTunes. Rate, subscribe, review. If you do, it's t-shirt time, folks.
It's t-shirt time.
You're getting a t-shirt, gang.
You done?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, I've recently started listening to the Amanda Knox podcast. Amanda Knox. And believe it or not, that's where I got my witty factoid about the Kool-Aid Flavor-Aid. Because she is talking about the Jim Jones cult, and she has exclusive audio of him recruiting these people. It's not great.
They use Flavor-Aid in the Jim Jones cult?
That's what I'm saying. That's what they did. They didn't use real Kool-Aid.
How about that?
And I was like, wow, she knows everything about this. Mm, so Amanda Knox...
Watered-down orangeade.
She spent time in a European prison for something she did not do.
Correct.
She didn't do it, guys.
And it's still guilty.
Now she has, like everybody else, her own podcast. And it is available on iTunes. All right. So if you guys haven't checked it out yet, this is my pick, and this is kind of an obvious one. But
it's my Twitch.
No, it's not my Twitch.
Take a pass. But it is my Twitch.
The second season of Barry came. If you guys haven't watched Barry,
yes, Barry's
get
back,
in on
baby.
Get in on Barry now.
Yes.
I would say right now, Barry is one of the best shows on TV. Like right now.
Yes.
So
yes,
watch, catch up on. I watched the first episode. It's incredible. Second episode's on tonight.
Yeah.
So check out Barry. Check out Barry for sure.
All right. I think that's going to do it for us, guys. Check out Mac and Goo on the iTunes, on the Twitter, on everywhere at Mac and Goo Podcast. They are there. Check out Davey on the Twitch, R Von D. Same with Twitter. Same with
Recap
everything else.
Von Decaf.
Hashtag.
No decaf.
There you go.
Yes. No decaf.
And there it
Roni
is.
Von Doni.
Thank you guys so much for coming out here. This was really cool. This was a lot of fun. Thank
you guys
so
very much.
This was great.
Good pop.
And thanks for Idle Hands for having us. I'm enjoying the Honey Ball today. The Honey Ball has been fantastic. The four seam on cans, everything else. So thanks to Idle Hands. Enjoy the month of April. That's probably going to be it for our podcast.
That's it. We're done. It's been a good ride.
Probably going to be it. But I would say another perfect episode. Well done.
And buy some beer. Greg, grab some beer on your way out, too.
Bye.
Don't drink it, but take it home.
Drink it at home. Yeah. Drink it at home. Yeah.